Yeah, but Len, you're never out of a dinner jacket. I've never seen you out of a black tie.
That's actually a tattoo. I don't know if you know that. That's a full-body tattoo. You don't see many often. I don't have to worry then. Yeah, I know. Like, I don't know why the BBC insist. I think it's a throwback to the sort of 30s radio that the gentlemen had to wear dinner suits. You know, so on Strictly, we always have to put on dinner suits. Well, and Craig and Bruno, they're a little bit lenient with us. Oh, well, you can wear just a black tie or, you know, proper tie or... Yeah. Or whatever. Not me. Not the old fuddy-duddy who gets picked on. Oh, no, I have to come out every night looking like a penguin. That's
Yeah, but Len, you're first lord of the ballroom. You've got to dress the part, mate.
You're right. That's what you haven't been scripted by Strictly Come Dancing. That's what they say. No, Len, you've got to be... You're a traditionalist. You've got to be traditional. And I do understand. I don't really mind, but would be nice sometimes to get one of my old moth-eaten suits out and just... come on, looking like a country squire.
Or maybe a caftan and a pair of flip-flops.
That would be nice. That'd be comfortable. Yes. And mind you, sitting next to Bruno, I'm not sure I'd like to do that. But, you know, who would have thought it would work, really? You know? I just didn't think it would work. And when, well, anyway, I was wrong, and I'm glad I was wrong, because such a marvellous show to be a part of. Don't mention this to the BBC. I wouldn't like you to get out, but it's the easiest job in the world. You just roll up, and you sit there, and you say, you know, keep your head up and cock your leg up a bit higher and this and that, and they pay you. It's the most marvellous job.
Strictly between us, Len. You can hear Strictly Personal Episode 3 of Len Goodman's Dance Years tonight, Radio 2 at 8 o'clock.